Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. Remember, for the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chat with head coach Cade Hewitt. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're with Cade Hewitt, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you had the boys competing at the state tournament here this weekend, and you had two of them out there. Brogan Monty, obviously the highlight there, another state championship for him with a 4-0 finish, and finishing the season at 36-3 as a 113-pound state champ, winning by fall in the championship match. And then Brody Boudreaux finished in fifth for you. You had a roll to the semifinals and suffered a very tough semifinal loss and went on to the backside, lost one, but came back with the win to finish in fifth place. So as you look at these two, what did you see and what stood out about the two that qualified for state for you this weekend?
With the state tournament this year being in Salina and structured a little differently, they wrestled two front side rounds and one backside round on day one, and our goal as a team of two there was to go 4-0 on day one, and that's exactly what those two did. We won all four matches by fall. Brogan, both of his matches were by fall in the first period, and Brody had won by fall in the second period, and then his quarterfinal match ended up catching the fall late in the match in the third period. But we were really proud of how they came out on day one. Those two frontside wins put them on the podium. That wasn't the end goal for these two. We wanted to come out Friday in that semifinal round and be 2-0 on the day, and Brogan got it started for us. He got an 8-4 win over the Clydesdale kid of Norton. Not really the match that Brogan wanted to wrestle. I think he wanted to pin his way through that tournament, and so he was a little frustrated that he only won by decision, but we reassured him that at this level of wrestling that a win is a win, and we were very proud of him for grinding out that win. Fast forward another hour, and we put Brody in the semifinal match against a Rossville kid that we had seen earlier in the year. He was a very solid kid. We had beaten him both times by decision earlier in the year, and they were matches that were back and forth. The Rossville kid, being a senior, he definitely laid it all out on the mat. He came out and took us down in the first period, rode us out the rest of the way, then we went into the third period 2-0, and we couldn't find a way in that match to get Brody the win, and so Brody takes the 2-0 loss to Barrett Leeds of Rossville. You come back on Saturday, final day of the tournament. They cut the match down from 8-3, and it made for a very long day of wrestling. Brody showed up first round of the day in the Constellation semifinals. He had Eli Franklin of Smith Center, a match that we had wrestled at the Beloit Invite, a 2-0 decision that Franklin won. So a lot closer match at the state tournament. Eli ended up edging us out 4-3, but it was an exciting match all along. You jump to the next round, and Brody matched up with a junior from Marion. Went out and wrestled like he's truly capable of, and wrestled tough and aggressive, and early in the second period got the kid on his back and pinned him and brought home the fifth place a medal. And overall, as a coaching staff, program, community, we're all really excited with Brody for bringing home the fifth place medal. But I think if you ask the kid, he's not content. He's not satisfied with the fifth place medal. I think he wanted to be in that finals match, and I think that's going to drive him for next year. Overall, though, we're really proud that, you know, we got him to the podium on day one, and that he ended the season on a win. You come to the last round of the tournament, Brogan Monty had Keaton Roddinghouse of Nemaha Central, a kid that we saw at the Republic County Holiday Duels, a kid that we tech-falled, actually. Brogan was really excited for this matchup. It was the matchup that he had been calling for all tournament, that it was going to be him and that kid in the finals, and Brogan went out and took care of business late in the first period, took the kid down. We go 2-0 into the second period, and the kid chose top. His coaches wanted him to defer, but the kid chose top, thought he was going to turn us. Brogan battled through with some moves and counter moves of his own. He got the kid out of position, pulled his head under and pinned him. And that was really an exciting moment. All the ups and downs of the season, both as a coaching staff and a program, all fell to that moment when he became victorious for us and brought home state title number two. And so really ecstatic for Brogan Monty and the hard work that he put in this season and last year, and his whole career has led to these moments, and we're really excited for Brogan.
We're talking with Katie Hewitt, the head coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team. After state finishes up, that's the season wrap. And when we come back, we will wrap up the season. You're number one with Coach Hewitt as the head coach, and we'll talk about it after the break on Katie Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. Again, we're with Kate Hewitt, the head coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, your first season as the head coach. I know you've spent a lot of years as the assistant coach here and been with the program for quite a while, but stepping into the big chair, I guess you would say, how do you feel your first year went and the way the program has moved forward? And I know that you probably want to recognize some seniors if you have some, you know, condensed thoughts about them as well. Just how do you feel about this first year as the head coach?
Yeah, the first year as head coach, I always remember an interview you guys did on your program when the new basketball coach took over at West Virginia, and I can kind of relate to what he said there. There's so many things that go on behind the scenes that you don't really see, and then when you are the guy, it has to get done, and not many people see those things and what need to get done, and to be honest, I need to do a better job of divvying out some of those duties. I took a lot of them on as my own, but also gave my assistants some things to do, and I think in the future our program's going to benefit by getting them even more involved. But overall, I think the season went really good. We were a very young team. Over half our roster were freshmen, and so I'm really excited for where this program is headed in the future, and overall, just think it went really well. There's always room for improvement, and I have a tendency to be most critical of myself, but really, really excited for how year one went, and just as excited to step into year two. With that being said, I would like to take a little time to mention my seniors. My first one, Co Nielsen, he stepped into the room on day one of practice, and you could tell he was going to be a vocal and physical leader, and that's exactly what he was. Even past the point of his injury, he did a fantastic job of leading this team, and the injury that he sustained at the Norton tournament really was a major setback, and he battled his way back, and we really thought he was going to be in shape to wrestle at the end of the season, and it just didn't work out for him. But really proud of the 4 years that he gave to us in this program, and we're sad to see him leave, but glad that we had the opportunity to be his coaches. 120 pounds with Evan Blue. He's a kid that he worked his tail off in the room, and really proud of the way he battled this year. Definitely was his best year of wrestling that he put on for us during his career at Beloit High, and especially that region tournament, to watch him leave it all out on the mat. And he was in a position where we thought we might even sneak him through to the state tournament. And if you'd asked me that at the beginning of the season, I'd have maybe questioned if we were going to even get to that match. And so the way he worked in practice and developed throughout the year and almost found his way to the state tournament really speaks volumes to the kid he is and how hard he worked in our practice room. Chance Germark at 157. He was a kid that hadn't wrestled, I think it was 6 or 8 years. I coached him in the kids club when I first came back from college, and he wrestled a few years and then kind of stepped away from it. We finally got him convinced before the season to come out, and boy, I'm glad we did. Really a great wrestler. He was a great leader in the room as well. You talk about tough. He was a kid that would fight until every breath was out of his body. If he got put to his back, he was going to fight, and really admire that toughness that he brought to the room, and we'll miss it. I miss Andrew Elam. He was a senior for us at 150 pounds. Another one that just mentally tough kid. Every time he stepped on the match, he was going to wrestle you as tough as he possibly could and leave it all out on the mat. He would always come off of the mat huffing and puffing, and he worked that way his entire career. This is probably the first year that he actually wrestled at a weight that fit him. The previous years, he would always wrestle up to make the team, to fit the team, to do what the team needed, and I think that speaks to the kid's character as well. That wraps up my boy seniors. My last senior would be Riley Coysett on the girl side, another wrestler that we only got for 1 year, but man, we were lucky to have her. First year to girls wrestling, she stepped in as a senior among freshmen in the room, and she stepped out right away, and you could tell she was going to be the leader of that squad. That's exactly what she did. Excited that we got to have her for a year. But I think maybe we may get an opportunity in the future to use her in our program again, as she has voiced maybe some interest in coming back and being a sponsor or coach for the girls program in the future. And so we're really excited that may be an opportunity in the future, and really happy that we got the chance to have a year with her.
Wrapping up the season, like you said earlier, I know you're looking forward to the future and your second year next year. Coach Kate Hewitt of the Bullet Trojans here on the Locker Room Chats. We certainly thank you, Coach, for taking the time to be with us all year to talk Trojan wrestling, and wish you nothing but the best down the road, right?
Yep, thanks, Dusty, and thank you for all your coverage that you do for this sport and for our program.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chat, saying our final Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats of the season for high school wrestling. Coach Jason Knoll joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, and also the Lakeside Knights, who had a representative at the state wrestling tournament here this past weekend. And that's what we'll recap, Coach. Obviously, you took two. Caden Schultz there at 157 for Osborne, and then Grant Middleton at 215 for Lakeside. As you kind of look back, we'll go individually here and start with Caden. You know, he went 2-2, and just one win away from hitting the medal stand, but still a good tournament as a sophomore here. He finishes his year at 37-16 with the 2-2 record over the weekend. How do you feel about Caden's weekend, how he wrestled, and the season that he put together for you?
Well, Caden wrestled great this weekend. I can't be mad. He lost to the runner-up and fourth-place finisher, so we beat the fifth-place finisher first match. And looking back, I probably should have just let him lose that one, but... You can't in a bracket format. It's so hard to tell where they'll end up. But he put together probably his best tournament this weekend and came up ready to wrestle and performed to a very high standard. I'm excited to watch him his junior and senior year.
So, yeah, Caden goes 2-2 there and finishes out his season. Grant Middleton there at 215. You knew going in that that was an extremely difficult weight class, and he battled in that first round and had a sudden victory loss in overtime, and then caught up in a tough match in his second round there on the backside of the bracket. Grant, another one that had a great season for you, finishes his year at 36-14 as a sophomore there for Lakeside at State, but for your Osborne squad during the season, how do you feel about Grant's weekend and the effort and the improvement that he made this year?
Boy, Grant showed up this weekend ready to wrestle. He proved that in that first match. I think that kid took sixth, I think, this weekend. So we had them 6-0 in the, going into the third period, and like just circle, don't do anything bad. And unfortunately, we got headlocked a couple times and had to go into overtime, and we were deep in on the shot in overtime, and unfortunately, we were just a little bit out of shape there, and he was just in just a little bit better shape than us, but boy, he that first match, he was ready to wrestle and came out and took it to him, and I know he had him scared, but unfortunately, he didn't finish, but this is the best weekend he's had probably in 3 weeks of career or so, but yeah, I'm just proud of both these boys and how they've wrestled this year and the leaders they've become this year, and they're going to be leading this team the next couple of years, I know. And I know they're going to push each other to be better, and I'm so excited for the future with these two. Hopefully next year we can get them on the medal stand. But, it was a little bit heartbreaking for Grant and Caden this weekend, but you can't win them all, and that's why we go out on the mat every day and try our best. So, their effort they put in this weekend was awesome.
And we're talking with Jason Knoll, coach of the Osmond wrestling team. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, we'll look forward to the future as we wrap up this season here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, as again we're with the head coach of the Osmond wrestling team, Jason Knoll. Coach, you built a program here that started to get bigger and bigger each season. You know, you've added girls to the mix here and started a girls program that continues to grow as well. So just take me through what it's been like to build it to this season and what you're looking forward to in the future with this Osmond Bulldog wrestling program.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about that just two or three years ago, we only had one kid out.
Mm-hmm.
Just the kids wanting to come in and work hard, and winning a lot of matches helps a lot too. And seeing the leaders we've grown in Caden and Grant, even on the girls' side, we got some good girls to look up to, and our future's bright. I think we're going to have probably 10 boys next year and 6 girls, so. And it's gonna be a fun year next year too. So the future's looking bright. And Aaron and I and Kim, we're just trying to build this up and continue the tradition of Osmond wrestling. And I don't know how many comments we got this year about how awesome it is to see us starting to win some more matches and be up towards the top in a lot of tournaments. So that means we're making a difference, and that's the main goal for us, is just to build these kids to be at the top level and perform at their peak. And we're getting there. We just got to take that final step to get there. But these kids are so coachable, and it's just been a blast the last 2 or 3 years.
Jason Knoll, coach of the Osmond wrestling team here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for taking the time to be with us each week to talk Bulldog wrestling, and we wish you nothing but the best down the road, all right?
Thank you, and I sure appreciate everything you've done for our local sports and keeping us updated every week and getting us out there to speak and hopefully bring some more kids in to wrestle for us. But we sure appreciate everything you do for us, Dusty, and Can't wait to talk to you in the future.
All right, thanks, Coach. Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Avery Hawkins. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions and Smith Center.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined now by Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team for the final time this season. Coach, you took six athletes to the state tournament there in Solana. On the girls' side, you had Casey Harrodsburg at 190, 4-3-1A tournament, and the 3-2-1A boys, Parker Hutchinson, Gannon McCoy, Luke Franklin, Eli Franklin, and Carson Montgomery all wrestled. We'll go with the girls first. Casey, unfortunately, went 0-2, but obviously had an outstanding freshman season for you to make it to the state tournament. How do you feel about her tournament there on the girls' side Thursday coming to a close?
Yeah, I thought she had a couple of tough matches there. First round, we wrestled a girl out of Winfield who ended up making it to the finals. And then the second round, we wrestled a girl, I think she was from Holton, and she ended up taking third or fourth in the tournament, one of the two. So wrestled some really good competition. I thought she competed really hard. You could tell that she wanted to be there, and she enjoyed the atmosphere, and that's what it's all about at that point. First state tournament for her. She hasn't been wrestling for that long, so it was good for her just to get there. I think once you get there once, it's hard to not get there again. So hopefully she can build off of that, and we can be back next year with her.
Three medalists for you. Carson Montgomery was the top of that list in a second-place finish, losing to Corbin Puga there in the championship match. Obviously, a Norton kid that you've seen quite a bit, and you understand who he is. And then 215, Eli had a very tough draw in the second round with the Fisher kid from Larned, but Eli Franklin coming right back on the backside and winning the rest of his matches for third. And then Luke Franklin finished in fourth place for you at 190. Those three that medaled for you, how do you feel about the efforts that they gave and obviously some different brackets that they had to face?
Yeah, super proud of those guys. We knew going in that no matter where you were at in the bracket, it was going to be tough. But certainly Eli, yeah, that was pretty tough to match up with a kid that is pretty darn good in the quarterfinals. And, you know, he just got the best of us. We got kind of out of position and ended up giving up the ball. But for him to battle back on the backside the way he did, really in dominating fashion and win all those matches to take third, really showed me and everybody that saw him that, you know, how much the sport matters to him and how much of a true competitor he really is. He's always been that way. He always will be, and that's going to help him out later in life. Obviously, he's done with wrestling now being a senior, but the lessons he learned and the way he attacks the room and practice and stuff, that's definitely going to help him in the future. As far as Carson goes, I'm super proud of him getting to the finals. Those heavyweight matches, they can go either way all the time. It kind of seems like sometimes whoever gets a takedown is going to win. And luckily, we, in the previous rounds, were on the side where we got the takedown and were able to advance. And then we get to the finals, and I didn't think he wrestled bad. I thought he wrestled a good match. It's just, Corbin's a good wrestler. He's a good competitor. He's been good for a long, long time. And we ran into a familiar foe, and we just weren't able to top him in that one. But Carson's, that's not something that'll make him hang his head.
No.
He's another guy that will just put his nose down and work, and he will come back next year and be even better. So I'm excited for him and excited to see some progress out of him and see where he can go from here. Luke's another one, just battled really hard. Dropped that third-place match to the Monahan kid out of Council Grove that we had actually beaten in the quarterfinals. But that's just how it goes. You know, it's hard to beat somebody twice, especially within a couple of days. And I thought he wrestled really, really well. I thought he left it all out there on the mat. You could tell it really mattered to him, and he was wanting to do something that he hadn't done before, and that was get a high-placing medal at the state tournament. So I was super proud of what he did. And it's, you know, all three of those guys are exceptional character kids and ones that you really like to be around. Anybody would be fortunate to have them in their wrestling room or in their school district. So I'm glad they're with us, and I'm just really proud of who they are as young men and what they're about.
Obviously don't want to leave out the other two that qualified for state for you. Parker Hutchinson picked up a big upset win in the first round and propelled himself to a 2-2 record this weekend at 150. And then Gannon McCoy, he picked up a win at state, went 1-2 at 157. How do you feel about them two?
Yeah, no, Parker came out. I thought he wrestled like he had something to prove, you know. We'd lost to that kid, the Smith kid. It's actually Parker's first cousin,
mm-hmm.
Minneapolis. We lost to him at Beloit, and I believe we gave up the first period fall. So for us to win that match, you know, it was a fall we got. I think we were winning the match at the time and wrestled extremely, extremely well. Looked really fluid on his feet. Looked like he knew what he was doing when he was on the mat. So I was really, really impressed. And then we turn around and face a Barthoff kid from Atchison County and lose that heartbreaking overtime match where I think we just ran out of gas. You could tell he was leaving it all out there. He was completely exhausted after that match. But, you know, to take that kid to a 9-7 when we'd given up some points there and fight back and be able to make a match of it, I was super proud of him. And I thought the weekend might end up a little bit different for him after watching those first two matches. But that's the state tournament, right? And, I mean, you run into some guys that deserve to be there just as much as you do, and it made it certainly tough for him. But I thought he wrestled really well. I was really proud of the way he kept himself composed in those tough losses. Nobody likes to lose, especially at the state tournament. And I thought he did an excellent job of competing and just leaving it out there. You could tell by watching him that he wanted it really bad. So I was glad to see that out of him. And then Gannon, 157 is one of the toughest brackets, I think, at the state tournament almost year in and year out. That one's always super tough. Tough first-round draw. We knew it was going to be a tough match. I thought we maybe could have snuck that one out, but you know how it goes. We couldn't score the points when we needed to, so we ended up backside. I wasn't so sure if we could win that second match, but he pulled through. He looked really good doing it, and I was proud of that. And then we run into the Flores kid, who ended up taking fourth. Tough one for us to lose, but obviously a very quality kid. And I was pleased with the way Gannon competed as well. He showed up and left what he had out there on the mat.
That wraps up state tournament. We're going to take a time out. We come back. We'll wrap up year one with head coach Avery Hawkins of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Program here after the break.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Again, Avery Hawkins with us, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond. For the final time, Coach, your first season as the head wrestling coach there at Smith Center, and it comes to a close there with three state medalists and five qualifiers and six overall with the girls as well, as I mentioned earlier in that first segment. But just assess how it felt to get out there for the first time as the head coach of a program you once wrestled for and to be able to continue building this program as you move forward.
Yeah, no, it felt a little different at first. I didn't know what to expect, but it turned out really well for me. I was really excited about the amount of community support that we had for the sport of wrestling. Obviously, we have a little bit of tradition, a little bit of history with the sport of wrestling. So it was nice just to have that support from the community and from the previous athletes and coaches that have come through here. And honestly, what made my job way easier was the assistant coaches we had. I mean, those guys are extremely knowledgeable, and they've been around the sport for a long time. Not only as competitors, but as coaches, and they are awesome to work with. I mean, they're great with the kids, and they're great at helping me out, getting stuff set up, and they kind of know the ropes. So that was something that really, really helped me out, and I appreciated their help a lot.
Avery Hawkins, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, we certainly thank you for taking some time each week this year to talk Redmond wrestling and the Lady Red as well, and we're looking forward to another year. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you down the road, all right?
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for doing this, Dusty.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC, ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With five locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.